I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nini.
We're really happy that you joined us today, and it's time to have some fun making family memories in the kitchen. And Miss Nini, today we're not really going to be in the kitchen.
Where are we going to be, LaVon?
Well, I hope it's nice outside so we can go out and grill. And you know, some people really grill almost all year long.
It becomes very much of a habit anymore to have an outdoor kitchen.
It does, more and more. And that grill is so handy. And we're going to be talking about grilling pizza.
Oh, I'm anxious to hear about that.
And then we can grill the vegetables to go on the pizza.
Yes.
And we can even grill greens.
I'm curious. Tell me more.
All right. Well, let's start with the pizza. And you go, why would you want to grill pizza? Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. One, when you're grilling, you're keeping the heat out of the kitchen.
Certainly. And in summertime in Iowa, that's important.
It is really important. And for many folks, they love grilling. A lot of times it's the men in the family who love grilling. The grill is already heated up, so why not put it to good use? And it could be that you're adding some extra flavor depending on your grill. If you have some special wood chips or, you know, there might be some special grill flavor. So it really depends on your grill how much other flavor you're going to add.
Oh, probably just even using the charcoal briquette itself might impart a different flavor.
A bit of different flavor, you bet. And here's something everybody will like. It's fast.
Tell me more.
Yes, and it's pretty easy. And finally, I think it's easier if you don't just put a whole big 9-inch, 12-inch pizza on the grill, but divide it up into pieces. And then everybody gets to put on their own toppings.
And how wonderful to incorporate the children in the family or the young ones to be able to create their own slices of pizza.
And we know, Miss Nini, that when children create their own food kinds of things, their own food combinations, they'll eat things that you'd say, well, they never eat that.
Yes, but maybe it's because we as adults haven't asked them if they would like to try it.
Or we say, oh, you won't eat that. You know, we can be really negative about that. Yes. So we need to kind of open up and let the children just decide what they want on their pizza. So, pretty easy, and of course you need to start with some pizza dough, and there again, you have lots of choices. You could make your own pizza dough. It's so basic bread, you know, flour, water, yeast, pretty easy kind of thing to make, and you could make it ahead and freeze it even in
good
little
idea.
Pieces. But you also can use the pizza mix that comes in a box that all you add water to. That's pretty fast. Or you could go to the refrigerator section and find the refrigerated pizza dough that you could just roll out and cut into pieces. Or even faster, if you want, is you can go to the store and get a pizza crust already made for the baking.
Yes, I've seen those, and I think that they're right up my alley.
Okay. So that depends on how fast you want to make it and how much you want to involve the rest of the family in terms of, you know, if you make your own, you've got the rolling out, and we can use little hands to help do that. So choose how fast you want to be. Any of those could be put on the grill.
So if you make your own pizza dough, how long would it take to bake it on the grill? Just the dough?
Just the dough? Just minutes.
Okay.
Any of this is going to take minutes. You know, oftentimes we put things on the grill and we can walk away because we know that it's going to take 10 minutes, whatever. Well, with pizza, you're going to pay attention to it because it doesn't take very long. Now, the instructions on the ready-made pizza crust that I looked at said it takes 8 to 10 minutes to bake. I don't think it'll take that long on the grill.
Okay, and will you have to turn it in the flip it over?
Yes, you will. And when you put it on the grill, you're going to want to coat it with some olive oil or canola oil, whatever kind of oil you have. You need to put a coating on actually both sides. The first side you put down on the grill is going to end up being the top.
Okay.
So we're baking what's going to be the top first, and of course you'll need a tool to be able to turn it over, and it depends so much on your grill how long it's going to take. You really need to be familiar with your grill and start out with a medium temperature.
Okay.
Otherwise it can get burned really fast.
Well, it's just like an oven. Each oven is different too when you use it, so you need to know your grill.
Okay. So all you want to do is get it browned, and if you're starting with the pizza dough rather than the preformed one, and you open up the top of your grill, you'll see it bubbling up and raising, mm-hmm. just like you would in the oven. And when it starts to bubble and it's getting raised, it's probably time to turn it over.
Okay.
So here again, those small pieces are going to be easier to handle than if you have a great big one. That could provide some difficulties. Now, I'm guessing one of the things you're thinking in your mind, okay, do I need any special basket, any kind of thing to put on the grill? Well, you can put it right on your grill, mm-hmm. and it should work. But some people like to use a more like a screen-type pan, okay. and that will work fine, too.
Would you use a baking stone at all?
Not on the grill.
Okay.
You know, that probably, no.
Okay.
I wouldn't. And part of it, you want that those grill marks and
yes.
the grill flavor
yes.
that you wouldn't get with the baking stone. So in a few minutes, what you're going to do is turn it over, and now that is the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and in the meantime, and probably before, actually, Miss Nene, you want to have all those toppings ready. So I'm going to interrupt the pizza thing to talk mm-hmm. about the toppings. What would you put on your pizza?
I'm a veggie lover. I would love any and all kinds of vegetables. Broccoli, green pepper, or even red pepper, fresh mushrooms. I would love that. Tomatoes, give it a little kick. And maybe I would want grape tomatoes because they add a little sweetness to mm-hmm. it. Oh, zucchini. How many of us have zucchini in the gardens right now?
Growing crazy, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. And maybe some onion.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the year, maybe some asparagus. I mean, you can put almost any veggie on it. And that's where you get people thinking about, well, what would I like on my pizza?
Yeah.
So you need to kind of have that variety of things for people to choose from. But before you do the pizza, it's a good idea to get all those ready and get those grilled. I mean, you got the grill going.
Okay.
Why not grill the vegetables?
Sure.
And again, it's pretty easy. Mix them with a little oil, a little salt. If you like some garlic, some
yes.
rosemary, kind of depends on what you like.
Mm-hmm.
And put them in a pan, and they're special grill pans, or you can just put them in a disposable foil pan.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too difficult. Put them all together in there and get them on the grill. Thing you want to think about is, are some of those going to take longer to cook?
Certainly.
If they do, I just cut them up a little smaller so you don't have to worry about, okay, I've got to put this on now and this on later and so
on. Sure.
Put it all in the pan, but think about, for instance, if you had, let's say, small carrots, you know that those are going to take longer.
Mm-hmm.
I would just maybe shred them.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly. And you can even buy pre-shredded carrots.
Yes, anymore. You can buy
yes.
those also.
Uh-huh.
So get those grilled up in your pan. So when the pizza is ready to turn over and you've got the bottom of it now baked pretty much through, open the grill, put on the toppings. And that could include the sauce out of the can or whatever, the sauce, mm-hmm. the veggies, the cheese.
You know, some people don't even want sauce.
That's true.
They just want the crust and the veggies and the cheese.
Okay, so mm-hmm. get it on there, close the lid again just till that's heated through. Bingo. And we're talking minutes here. We're not talking a half an hour. The biggest time is getting the veggies ready.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I know you had mentioned to me before that you can grill greens.
Exactly. And those just take practically seconds. It's probably the greens like spinach, kale,
mm-hmm.
Some of those that have a little more body to them than our
Iceberg
yes,
lettuce. Yeah.
Yes,
there's a lot of water in iceberg lettuce.
And you could put those in with the vegetables, or you could do those separately because they just take seconds practically. You don't want to walk away from those.
Okay. And does it grilling the vegetables change the flavor profile at all?
I think so. I know that men who don't like veggies say this is the greatest stuff and really eat them up. Now,
okay.
we've gone
Yum.
Through a lot of information. Mm-hmm. Remember that. Miss Nene will have all that information or the basic information at KJN.com.
Yes, and or you can even text us and find out all the good ways to get in contact with us. It has been our pleasure visiting with you today, and we hope you remember that fun in the kitchen makes fond family memories.